And this is Over Coffee with Dot Cannon. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up tomorrow, and the Pasadena Public Library is celebrating what amounts to a lasting love for a lot of people. Books. They are having a special free meet-and-greet event called Love Our Authors, Saturday morning, February 22nd. There are going to be a number of local authors on hand waiting to talk with you, sign their books, and one of those is Dan McLaughlin, who is an award-winning author of 5 books, a musical, and a play. So far, he's also got an exciting new project, which he'll be telling us about, and he's also the history reference librarian at Pasadena Public Library. You'll get a chance to come and look at his brand new book when you come down on February 22nd to the free meet-and-greet event called Love Our Authors. Dan, welcome.
Hey, nice to be here.
Great to have you. Tell me, please, about what people can expect at the Love Our Authors event when they come to the library next Saturday morning. It's a week from Saturday the 22nd.
Well, as I understand it, live authors will be sitting down surrounded by their books, and people, including the erudite and hopefully affluent listeners to Lancer Radio, will meet and greet and possibly buy their works. You can touch them and everything. And actually, to show the love that the library has for authors, the library will not actually take any cut of the proceeds, unlike other events. Anything you give to an author will go directly to his or her deserving pocket.
That is excellent.
One or two. And as an added bonus, there's free parking. And as you may know, on the weekends, there's the staff parking lot is available, so there'll be no reason not to go.
That's fantastic. In addition to getting a chance to meet you, and we'll talk about what you have here, which I think sounds pretty exciting, who are one or two of the other authors on site whom visitors will meet?
Well, there's a lot of people that I've actually worked with when they've done research on their Pasadena books. Roberta Martinez is going to be there. She wrote a really good book on the history of Latinos in Pasadena. There's a gentleman by the name of Tavo Almos. He took a lot of great photos of the restoration of the Colorado Street Bridge. There's a lady by the name of Esther Bradley Ditali. She has the Courage to Write workshop at the La Pintoresca Library, and they've put together a book of their works. There's going to be the Prospect Park Books people. They're the ones who did the Literary Pasadena event that happened here in Pasadena a few months ago, and they're going to be there. Let's see, who else? Elizabeth Pomeroy is going to be there. Before she was a school board member, she was a columnist who wrote a lot of interesting columns on landscapes and buildings here in Pasadena.
Wow, this sounds like a bibliophile's heaven.
Yeah, and the Red Hen Press is going to be there. There's a guy named Ron Porteridge who's an award-winning poet, and he also writes a real fun YA books. And let's see, Gerda Govine, who's also a columnist for the Pasadena Journal, is going to be there. She's written both on race issues, and she also writes poetry books. So she's a very interesting person to talk to.
An event not to be missed. You know what our listeners want to know, that they would like to know a little bit more about you and your journey as an author. What can you tell me about how you first got interested in writing?
Well, actually, it was a staff meeting. A person came to the staff meeting and said, there's a website called Write a Novel in the Month of November. And I said, that sounds like fun. And I've been doing that ever since. The project I kind of want to talk about is the History of Pasadena in 690 Trivia History Question project.
Your current one. Let's do it.
Yes. The head of the children's department said children often come to the library and want to know about Pasadena, and we'd like to put something together. And I said, okay, I can do that. I've been a reference librarian in Pasadena for more than 20 years, and if you've been to the library, I'm the one with the beard. That has a lot of white in it now, and so as I conceptualized the project, I thought that it would be more interesting to have a series of questions that sort of lead people through Pasadena rather than just simple sentences. So I thought I could write a rather boring sentence like, after World War II, the role of women changed in Pasadena, or I could ask a question. Now, before we go any further, I really want to make sure that the reader, listeners of Lancer Radio know that while we do have a prior relationship, You have not been given these questions ahead of time, nor have you been given the answers to any of these questions. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. We should also mention that our prior relationship.
So in case there's any enforcers of the FCC out there, they can relax.
Our prior relationship consists of my coming into the library and saying, help, Dan, I need some information on the Rose Parade.
Which I think we were able to find for you.
You absolutely were.
And what we usually do is when we help people like you, one of our primary resources that we use is we have a real excellent collection of old newspapers from Pasadena, and Pasadena has been blessed with a lot of daily newspapers over time. And so what we do is we research the question, and then if we find answers in the newspaper, we put it into our online index, and then so other people can benefit from our research. So a question is, in 1945, women bankers were shown how to do what at Pasadena Junior College? In 1945, women bankers were shown to do what at Pasadena Junior College? Was it A, change attire, B, put on makeup, C, speak Spanish, or D, transition out of the workforce?
I would say transition out of the workforce.
Okay. Do you want to change your answer?
I don't think so. The reason I'm basing that answer on the fact that the war would have been over at that point. Mm-hmm. So there would be a number of returning service members, and that would mean that women were having to give up their roles and return to the home. So that is my guess. No, Gina guesses, Gina's going to guess it put on makeup. And I'm looking over my shoulder to see if Naomi has an answer for us, too. She's probably going to go with put on makeup. So we got two put on makeups, but I say transition out of the workforce. What's the correct answer?
I would go with the majority on this one. It's B, put on makeup.
Really? Why was that?
I guess it's sort of transitioning out of the workforce. I don't know why they actually had women bankers need a workshop on putting on makeup, but the vocational training at Pasadena Junior College decided that was a pressing need.
I love that one. Can we do another one?
Sure. You like the Rose Parade, so I found a couple of Rose Parade ones. For the 1976 Rose Parade, the Rose Corps did what by the numbers? A, dance, B, dress, C, smile, or D, wave?
Wow. Oh, that's a good question. 1976, the bicentennial year.
There was a bicentennial year.
Yeah, did what by the numbers? I'm going to say they can't possibly have danced, so I'm going to say wave. What do you say, Gina? I think we've actually got her stuck here. Okay, shall we both vote for wave here? Let's say that we're both going to vote for wave.
No, actually, the answer is once again B, dress.
Dress,
and
really?
They had four outfits, and the gentleman from the Turn of Roses who was responsible for shipping around would say outfit number three, and they would go dutifully put on outfit number three and participate in the event.
I never knew that. That is so much more fun than simply giving hard and fast history facts here. Now, people can look at your new book. I have P&I headline quiz. Is that, or PN1 headline quiz? I could not read the typography very well. Is the title of it?
The current title is Pasadena History Headline Quiz.
Okay, Pasadena History Headline Quiz. And when do you anticipate that that will be out?
I'm anticipating by February 22nd.
Nice.
That's
so.
The miracle of self-publication on demand. There's a website called CreateSpace.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically upload a PDF and the cover art, and they don't really care what it is, and they'll print it out in a fairly short matter, and they'll mail it to you. You can turn around and sell it to the erudite and sophisticated and hopefully affluent listeners of Lancer Radio.
So you will have Pasadena History Headline Quiz on site on the 22nd over at the library from 10 to 2,
yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Knock on what I'm standing next to. Let's see. The other thing about this book is that with each and every question is a search string for the Pasadena News Index. So if you're actually interested and want to learn more, there's a pathway to go to the library and actually explore more about whatever the question is about. And while the book was intended for, I think, grade school children, I like to think it's fun for the whole family or anybody interested in Pasadena.
I think
they can explore passing out on their own.
I think it'll be a lot of fun for us big kids, too, just as you said. Do you have plans to expand this in the future? You said something online about this being a trilogy.
Yeah. The original idea was to have questions lead the reader or the children through the history of Pasadena. But once I got to 690 questions, I realized that was way too many to inflict on anybody, including a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided was to spin this book off into a trivia question book. And then the main book will actually start with a discussion of how you can find about your family in Pasadena, how you can find about your house in Pasadena, how you can find pictures of your house or your family in Pasadena, all in an online environment. And then I'd really like to find somebody who can put these questions into some kind of SimCity kind of game, Trivia Pursuit kind of game. So that's the dream.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I wish we could do one more question. We have just about enough time for one more, and I'm probably going to get it wrong again, but let's try it. What's one more trivia question about Pasadena, preferably Rose Parade?
Okay. What blemish nearly cost horse-loving princess Cindy Gillette her spot in the 1961 Rose Parade? What blemish nearly cost horse-loving princess Cindy Gillette her spot in the 1961 Rose Parade? A, academic, B, hair, C, moral, or D, skin?
Wow. Okay. 1961.
There's a blemish.
Mm-hmm.
Academic, hair, moral, or skin?
I'm going to guess academic. How about for you, Gina? Yeah, same thing, Naomi. Okay. No, Naomi says too, hair.
I'm sorry. The answer was skin.
Oh, my goodness.
She had measles, and so the skin blemish almost disqualified her from participating in the Rose Parade festivities. Fortunately, her skin cleared up, and she was able to perform the duties of Rose Princess.
I would never have known that. Everybody is going to have to come on out and get a look. Let's give the time and location one more time of where the Love Our Authors event is happening.
I believe it will best be described as Saturday, February 22nd from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Pasadena Public Library, 285 East Walnut, in the Donald R. Wright Auditorium.
All right. So people will know to look for you then. Free event and free parking, as you've said. Dan, thank you for your time today.
It's been a pleasure.